那么今天为大家讲一篇文章，题目叫做 Music as a Language。 We are we not formed as notes of music are for one another though dissimilar。 我们人不是形式，就像这个音乐的符号一样，一个接一个的，尽管呢是不一样的。什么意思呢？音乐它尽管每个乐曲是不同，但是都有共同点啊，尽管是不同的，但是我们都是啊，就是我们都是有不同点的意思。就像音乐啊，尽管是由同一个符号组成的，但是却可以创造出好几上千百万种旋律。那么今天给大家讲音乐作为一个语言究竟是什么样子。Musical composition is one of the most mysterious of all our forms. People who can easily come to terms with the work of literature or painting are still often baffled by the process by which a piece of music appearing in material form as notation must then be translated back into sound through the medium of the third party, the performer. Unlike a painting,A musical composition cannot be owned, and although a score may be published like a book, it may remain incomprehensible to the general public until it is performed. Although a piece may be played thousands of times, each repetition is entirely individual, and their interpretations by different players may vary widely. It's an early example of musical notation.A 3rd century BC Greek song, the letters above the text indicate the notes. Origins of the musical notation. The earliest musical composition were circumscribed by the range of the human voice. People from all cultures have always sang or used primitive instruments to make sounds. Notation or the writing down of music.Developed to enable performers to remember what they had improvised, to preserve what they had created, and to facilitate interaction between more than one performer. Musical notation, like language, has ancient origins, dating back to the Middle East in the 3rd millennium BC. The ancient Greeks appear to have been the first to try to represent variations of musical pitch through the medium of the alphabet.And successive civilizations all over the world attempted to formulate similar systems of recognizable musical notation. Pneumatic notation. The earliest surviving Western European notational system was called pneumatic notation, a system of symbols which attempted to portray the rise and fall of a melodic line.These date back to the 9th century AD and were associated with the performance of sacred music, particularly plain song, in monastic institutions. Several early manuscript sources contain sacred texts with accompanying notation. Although there was no standard system, the first appearance of staff notation in which pitch was indicated by note heads,on or between lines with a symbol called a clef, at the beginning to fix the pitch of one note, was in the 9th century. French treatise Musica Incredius. At the same time, music for instruments, particularly organ and lute, was beginning to be written down in diagrammatic form known as tablature, which indicated the positions of the player's fingers.Guido di Arezzo. The 11th century Italian monk Guido di Arezzo invented the psalmization system, the precursor of tonic sofa, in which various syllables were used to indicate pitches in a musical scale. He also invented the Guidonian hand, in which the tips and joints of the 5 fingers were used as an aid to remembering the various notes.At the same time, attempts were made to indicate rhythms in performance by varying the length and angle of the tails of the new ones. And the earliest polyphony, the simultaneous performance of more than one melodic line, was being explored. The modal system. From around 400 BC until AD 1500, European music was built on modes. In the 4th century BC, the Greek mathematician Pythagoras worked out a scale roughly corresponding to the modern day white keys of the piano. And 2 centuries later, this scale was being used by the Greeks in 7 different ways. The early Christian church adopted 4 so-called authentic modes, corresponding to white note scales beginning on D, F, and G. And under the 6th century Pope Gregory, 4 more modes were added for the performance of plain song. In 1547, the Swiss monk Hennequarus Galerianus postulated the theory of 12 modes, giving them somewhat in authentic Greek names: Dorian, Hypodorian, Phrygian, Hypophrygian, Lydian, Hypolydian, Mixolydian, Hypomixolydian, Ilian, Hypoilian, Ionian, and Hypoionian. Of these, the Ilian and the Ionian modes later became the basis of the minor and major scales respectively, which have since underpinned Western European music. The modes finally gave way to the keys we know today with the development of harmony in the late Renaissance period. 好了，为大家读完了，不然怎么听明白哈？ Music as a language 就是音乐作为一个语言。 那么凡是语言都需要有语法，都需要有单词，都需要有符号，对不对？ 那么这里就在讲英语的符号都是怎么出来的。 音乐作品 musical composition, one of the most mysterious of all art forms, 是所有的艺术中最神秘莫测的一个艺术形式。 People who can easily come to terms with a work of literature or painting are still often baffled by the process by which a piece of music appears in the material form as notation.
有些人可以很轻松地做出来这个一篇文学作品或者画一个油画，他们尽管可以轻松做出来这个，但是他们呢也是搞不懂这个 能做一首歌的这个过程，他们有就是在这个作曲的这个过程呢，这些艺术家和作曲家之间有个挡板，叫做 baffle，baffle， appearing material forms as notation. 那么这个挡板是什么？叫做 notation， 叫做记号的意思，谱号的意思。 Must then be translated back into sound through the medium of the third party. 然后呢，一定会被翻译回去，变成一种声音。这个声音是通过一个第三者来传出。那么这个第三者呢，叫做 performer， 就是表演家。Medium 是媒介，third party 就是第三者。Unlike a painting， 不像一个油画，一个音乐作品呢 ，cannot be owned， 不能被拥有。 除非是他的这个创造者，而且尽管呢 ，and although a score may be published like a book, it may remain incomprehensible to the general public until it's performed. 尽管它可以是被出版成一本书，这个乐谱可能被出版成一种书出版出去了，但是呢，直到它被表演为止，公众对它的理解还是模糊的 ，incomprehensible， 不可理解。incomprehensible。 Although a piece may be played thousands of times, 尽管呢，一个音乐作品可能被玩了这个演奏了几千回。 每一个 repetition is entirely individual. 每一回的这个重复呢 ，repetition, R-E-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N, 完全是靠个人的想法去做。 And interpretations by different players may vary widely. 还有这些 interpretation， 就是这个翻译啊，就是诠释啊，被 这些不同的这个作曲家去诠释呢，它就会有不同的这种感觉。Origins of musical notation， 那么音乐的谱号的来源是什么呢？最早的音乐作品呢 ，circumscribed by the range of the human， 被这个人类的声音所局限啊，也就是说，最早音乐作品的谱号是用人的音调来写的。来自各个文化的人类呢，经常去唱歌 ，have always sang or used primitive instrument， 用一些原始的乐器 ，primitive 是原始，去做一些音声音谱号呢，或者是写下这个音乐。它这个被发展是去 enable performers to remember， 它被发展出来去让这个演奏家去记住 what they had improvised， 去记住就是他们即兴的是什么 ，to preserve what they had created， 去保存他们所创造的 ，and to facilitate interactions between more than one performer， 去激发这个联系啊，就激发这种联系，就是和另一个演奏者的这种关系。音乐谱号呢，像一种语言，有这个远古的起源，可以追溯到一个 dating back to Middle East 中东 in the third millennium BC。The ancient Greeks, 就是古希腊人, appear to have been the first to try to represent variations of musical pitch through the medium of the alphabet. 那么古希腊人呢，好像是第一个去尝试着去表达不同的这个音乐的这个尺度 through the medium of the alphabet, 从这个字母用字母来表达。musical pitch 是音高的意思。那么用字母来表达音高。Successive civilizations all over the world attempted to formulate similar systems of recognizable musical notation. 由于这个继承下来的这些对吧文明呢，来自全世界各地呢，都尝试去做一些同样的系统去识别这个音乐的这个谱点谱号。Pneumatic notation, pneumatic notation.Pneumatic notation 是牛母式的意思，牛母式的谱号。The earliest surviving Western European notational system was called pneumatic notation。最早的这个存活的西欧的这个谱号系统叫做 pneumatic notation， 叫做音团式的啊，牛母式的这个谱号。A system of symbols which attempted to portray the rise and fall of a melodic line. 一种这个符号的系统，尝试去这个雕塑一种起伏啊，旋律的起伏。These date back to the 9th century AD. 这些可以追溯到第九世纪。Associated with the performance of sacred music， 它是与什么有联系呢？叫做神圣音乐啊，神圣的音乐。Particular plain song 叫做什么呢？就是给僧侣唱的歌 ，in monastery 就是在一些寺庙里面专门给僧侣唱的歌，就是僧侣就佛歌啊，叫 plain song。Monastic institutions， several early manuscript sources contain sacred texts with accompanying notation。很多一些早期的手稿的起源呢，它包含着很多就是神圣的文章 ，with accompanying notation 和一些这个有跟随的谱号谱点。Although there was no standard system, the first appearance of staff notation， 尽管没有一些标准的系统 ，the first appearance of staff notation， 第一个就是谱号的出现呢，在音高是by note heads on or between lines， was indicated by note heads on or between lines with a symbol called a cliff at the beginning。 它是怎么第一开始出现的时候呢，就是在整个的谱号的谱线的前面有一个谱号 a cliff， 谱号 cliff 就是那个弯来弯去那个东西。 at the beginning 在开头 to fix the pitch of one note，去这个谱号 去这个 fix a pitch 啊，他这个去规定这个谱号的这个音调。Was in the ninth century， 就在九世纪，一个法国的一个作曲家啊，他曾就是用过这个东西。So、at the same time， 同时呢 ，music for instruments， particularly organ and lute。同时呢，啊，这个 music for instruments 就是乐器的音乐，尤其是这个管弦乐啊 ，organ and lute， 就是这个管弦还有琵琶。Was beginning to be written lute 琵琶的意思啊 ，was beginning to be written down in diagrammatic form known as tablature。就是说，这琵琶还有管弦乐呢，他们这个乐谱呢，是用一种啊 diagrammatic 是用密码的方式啊，码的方式来写的。我们管这叫六线谱 ，which indicated the position of the player's fingers。他这个是在说的是什么？是这个演奏者的这个手指的位置应该放哪啊？是这么记住的。马上呢，介绍了一个人，叫做 Guido di Arezzo。11th century Italian monk 有一个意大利的和尚就这个Guido di Arezzo 呢他发明的这个 Sonization 试唱系统 Precursor 就先驱 of the tonic sofa 他就是 tonic sofa 的先驱哈 in which various syllables were used to indicate pitches in a musical scale 那么在这里面是不同的音阶呢是被使用的去表达一种音调在这个音乐这个乐谱里面syllables syllables 是音节的意思 indicate pitches 是音高的意思 he also invented the Guidonian hand 啊，这个什么什么手 in which the tips and joints of the five fingers were used as an aid to remember of the various notes他发明了这个手那么就是在用一双手呢来记录这个就用手的关节还有手尖上的在手掌上手关节上然后呢拿它来记录这个不同的音调不同的这个谱号同时呢他还试着去 make the indicated rhythms in the 还试着去做这个节奏 by varying the length and angle of the tails of the neumes在这个乐谱号这个长度还有角度上做一些调整去表达一种不同节奏 The earliest polyphony 复调音乐 polyphony This is a simultaneous performance of more than one melodic line was being explored 同时呢就是不同就是复调音乐所谓的复调音乐就是同时有好几个主旋律的这种乐谱呢是被发明出来的 The model system 形态这个 modelMODL 形态的意思形态系统在400到1500 BC 的时候啊 400 BC until AD 1500欧洲音乐呢 built on modes 是用模型来做的 in the 4th century BC the Greek mathematician Pythagoras 这个希腊的这个数学家呢Pythagoras 叫做毕达格拉斯 work out a scale roughly corresponding to the modern day white keys of the piano. A scale roughly corresponding to the modern, 就是他就是创造出一种这个就是我们现在所说的白琴键的这个钢琴。两个世纪过后呢这个领域呢 was being used by the Greeks in seven different ways. 他被这个希腊用七种不同的方法来解释。The early Christian church adopted four so-called authentic modes.这个早期的这个基督教圣徒基督教呢这个教堂呢他们这个采用了四个所谓的真实的模型 corresponding to white note scales beginning on DFG and under the 6th century Pope Gregory 啊在这个六世纪以后呢有个叫 Pope Gregory 四个更多的这个 modes were added for the performance of plain song四个这个模型呢它被加进来啊它去完成一种圣歌的表演啊 ,plain song, 圣歌。在1547年呢一个瑞士的和尚 Henricus, Glarinus, 他们发明一种学说12种模型 giving them somewhat an authentic Greek name, 给他们一种就是这个假的不真实的希腊人名字啊，什么 Hypodorian, 刚刚念过这个 Dorian, Hypodorian, Phrygian, Hypophrygian。那么在这其中呢 ,Aeolian 还有 Ionian, 这两个模型呢过后成为了这个基本 of the minor and major scales respectively, 成为了这个小调还有大调的这个基本 ,which have since underpinned Western European music, 于是呢他们创造奠定了这个西方还有欧美的这个音乐。The modes, 这些模型呢 finally gave way to the keys we know today with the development of harmony in the late Renaissance period.这些模型终于让我们知道了啊，我们现在所知道的这个和谐的发展在这个啊 late Renaissance period, 在这个晚的这个文艺复兴时期。In the late Renaissance period, 就是说这些模型呢终究让我们明白了today,with the development, 就是让我们知道了就是今天我们所知道这个答案就是这个晚文艺复兴时期这个和谐的这个发展就是这个文艺复兴时期音乐是怎么发展的我们现在终于知道了。好了那么为大家讲完了不知道大家有没有听明白呢那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。